Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. The star of our show is the man we call Sultan. Two safeties in one game. In the same quarter, the all-pro defensive end, the iconic actor, man who started Hunter. I'm talking about the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
I'm still having the same problems over here with my plug-in wire, but I'm going to get through this hour.
Okay, good. I'm glad to.
I'm going to take a blow for the team, but again.
Plug-in wire. There's a good article about you, Fred Dreyer, in SB Nation, and it talks about you holding the NFL record for the most safeties in a game, and you were almost Sam Malone on Cheers, and you auditioned for Miami Vice. You almost had that gig, and you became the iconic actor Rick Hunter in the TV series Hunter. Goes on and on about you. A lot of stuff. There's a big, big article about you, SB Nation.
Well, how do we get to see that?
I think you just look up SB Nation and search
what's
Dreyer.
What's SB stand for?
I don't know. It's just SB Nation, Sports Broadcast Nation.
Sports Broadcast?
That's what
I think. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think so. There's a beautiful picture of you and your co-star there.
Stephanie.
Yep. Get over there. There's a picture of you. It talks about you doing the Sports Lounge. Talks about your appearance on the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Does not talk about your new movie coming out.
They don't know anything about that.
They don't know anything about the Transformers or anything yet? It's coming out soon, right?
I guess. What is this?
Should be coming out soon.
June.
Yeah.
This is July.
This is July.
July 4th. So July, you got
the 4th of July.
It'll be out, I think, by... I got to think it's going to be out by...
August, huh?
Labor Day.
Oh, okay.
I would think so.
All right.
Right?
I think that should be good. So we'll see if it's Labor Day will be the time we'll go for it. Your week going well? Everything good for you this week?
So far, so good. I got a lot of stuff going on here. But, I'm the biggest thing for me, as I told our audience last week, is I'm doing my neurofeedback for my brain.
And we're going to be talking about
continually doing that. It's doing very nicely. I'm progressing. I feel good about that. The decision-making aspects of my life.
Email Fred about all this stuff. You can email him, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Again, that's Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Check out his new website, freddreyer.co.
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix a sink and a painter to paint the...
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
Come on, let's ride. Hey, guys and gals, Scott Turnage here, the old G3 Sportsman. You know, we're awfully proud to have G3 Boats as the official boat sponsor for the Outdoor Guys Radio Show. From time to time, Ken will be talking with some of our G3 Sportsman field staff for the best fishing tips and where they're biting across the country. Be sure and check out our new lineup of G3 Boats at your local dealer or visit us at g3boats.com and come join the G3 Life.
I noticed my neighbor place a broken lawn chair by his curb. Naturally, I repaired it on the spot using JB Weld Original Cold Weld Formula Epoxy,
then took off my shirt and laid down to enjoy the sun. When the family came home and saw a guy sunning himself on their lawn, they yelled, "Hey you, get out of our yard!" But I know their hearts were yelling, "We were idiots for throwing that lawn chair away. Thanks for teaching us about conservation. Don't toss it. JB Weld it."
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with a guy who was an LAPD homicide detective who didn't mind breaking a few rules to get a bad guy off the street. Nobody could throw a guy off the roof like Rick Hunter, and here he is, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much. Rick knew what to do, folks, when especially if he was on a roof and he was faced with evil. He didn't waste any time just chucking people right off that rooftop.
You know, this SB Nation article talks about you and a lot of different things that you've done, but it did not talk about the fact that you did throw, I believe, out of any TV personality in the history of television, in the golden age, before, after, in between, you threw more people off buildings than any other TV motion picture star.
Thank you.
And I think that's something you should be proud of.
Well, I'm pretty proud of that.
Everybody around here kind of walks kind of timidly around you because they know if they tick you off, they could go off the top of the building.
Especially when you see the airbags come in and they blow them up at the base of an old hotel downtown L.A.
That's it.
And you say, uh-oh, looks like Rick Hunter's going to be busy today.
Hunter's going to throw somebody off a building. That's it. And those of you that get like roofing jobs done, and if it's not a good job, or maybe solar panels up there, bring over our old buddy Fred Dreyer, Rick Hunter. He'll throw the offending guy
off
the building.
Now, if you think about what's on TV today.
Yes.
There's some very well-produced shows, certainly.
Yes.
And nicely acted and stuff, and whatever you want to say about the procedural aspects of detective shows in the last 20 years, that's fine. But there's nothing like a big stunt when you go to a 10, 12-story building downtown and you see the team come in and blow those airbags up. It takes a couple hours to get those airbags placed and blown up. And then they position the cars around the bag so when they have a long shot of the guy coming off the building, when I hit him, knock him out, and he flies off the building and the camera's up on the roof and you see the guy go out of frame, then you cut to the wide shot where the guy is now just going 100 miles an hour straight down. You actually see him drop and he goes past the cars that were in the forefront
because it hits
onto the airbag.
Yeah.
And it's really a great visual. And really a lot of fun.
Those were stunt guys, I would take it, that you knocked off the
roof. No, those are guys we just...
that you didn't like anymore.
Those are guys that we picked up on the way off the freeway.
Those were guys that you just say, hey, you want to be in
Hey,
TV
you want
show?
To make $5?
Yeah. And so you would use those guys, and that's pretty good. Nobody was injured in the filming of Hunter. Did he have injuries there at all?
Well, I mean, no, to speak of.
No, 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 no big
nothing
deal.
Serious.
Yeah.
I mean, a bruised knuckle here and a step on my toe there.
You ever bring into the, you did what, 7, 8 years on Hunter?
Yeah, seven.
Seven of them. Did you ever bring in any of your former NFL buddies that were trying to get into acting at all? Did you ever have them in there once in a while as a guest star?
No. They were never around.
They weren't around.
They weren't around here.
Yeah.
And
most were not actors.
And
no training.
Most of them, if not all of them, don't have an on-camera presence.
Really?
Yes.
And how did you cultivate?
There's some great personalities and great characters.
Sure.
For sure. But when you put the camera on somebody, it reads if the person is self-conscious or self-aware. It's a big difference, someone being self-conscious.
You have to act like the camera's not there and
become
that role.
Well, of course. You have to feel as though that you're just singular in the frame, you know, or interacting with the people there without kind of like looking around and looking like, you know, the old cliche, you know, you've got the deer in the headlights look.
Do you still act on occasion? Like if you're going out shopping or something, you got to go to the grocery store, I'm going to go in there as Rick Hunter and check out all the aisles. Do you ever go in or maybe somebody's trying to sell you something at the door, you come up and you're going to be the guy that just won't be sold on anything? Do you take on a role sometimes in
your
life?
Well, actually, I kept one of my fake flip badges.
Really?
Yeah, I have a flip badge.
Yeah.
I carry around with me. So when I go to the store every once in a while,
I work my way through
the produce section.
You flip the bag and say, Rick Hunter.
I flip the badge out and I just say, Rick Hunter, can I take a look at that celery?
Yes.
So I do that periodically, and it's a lot of fun.
It is fun. So people do that?
Really a lot of fun.
I'm going to take a camera. We're going to do that someday and then become arrested and get thrown in jail.
Why do you have that badge? And I said, well, I'm here to make sure that this celery finds a good home.
It's because you're Rick Hunter, an LAPD homicide detective who didn't mind breaking a few rules to get a bad guy off the street.
Throw him off the roof. Get him down. Get him out of here.
Hunter, weeknights on the Icon Channel. Nobody can throw a guy off a building like Rick Hunter. I'm going to do these promos for you on Icon TV. I think it's good. I think you should have me do those promos whenever you show up to do any kind of a personal appearance. I'm just going to be the guy right there that talks about Rick Hunter, the LAPD, the guy who's tried out for Miami Vice and found out it was too tinhorn, so he went all pro and became LA Police Detective Rick Hunter. That's it.
All right.
Because you did try out for Miami Vice, according to that SB Nation article. Is that correct?
I read for a lot of things over the years and did not get
most. You almost got Sam Malone.
Yeah, of course.
On Cheers. Here's the deal. You were more believable in the sports background department because there was supposed to be a former football player, and instead they thought that Ted Danson was okay, but he didn't look like a football guy, so they made him a baseball pitcher.
Well, that wasn't it totally.
Really? What was the true story?
Well, what the complete story was is that Ted had more acting experience than I did, and scenes as they made him a baseball player.
Okay.
Then they would go that way. And clearly he was the right choice.
All right.
Which doesn't mean that I couldn't have played it, but I would have probably done it a little bit differently.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, that's I understand that totally.
Yeah, that's right.
And you're still active in acting right now. You were with Sharon Stone a couple of years ago on TNT.
Yeah, that was a million years ago.
It was just 2 years ago, for gosh sakes. And you were on Crisis
that's
3 years
time.
Ago.
That's a long time.
Well, you got this movie coming out now. What, Transformers? Is that the thing?
I don't know about you, but I don't talk about things I did like 3 years ago.
Really?
2 years ago.
Oh, really?
No.
Well, we're talking about Hunter. You did that 2 years ago.
Well, that's what I'm known for.
Yeah.
I'm not known for playing a guest role.
Land's End? You were the first guy to do like a syndicated type TV show. This was in Cabo San Lucas. You wrote those, a lot of those episodes.
Well, we created the show.
Yeah.
So.
Why did you come up with Cabo? If you went down there and decided, hey, we should do something from this area?
Well, it was the most unusual looking show. It stood out. It's a syndicated show, so we presented it to the world. Because it was in world syndication into syndication. So it was an international show. So we went right at it rather than making it for the domestic market, United States. and then waiting to get 120 shows and then putting it into syndication. We went right into syndication.
I bet that was a big deal when you were filming in Mexico. I bet all the locals said, what's going on? TV show or something? Did you get a crowd to
watch?
I'm going
to tell you something. Cabo, Alaska Airlines,
yeah,
exploded because of our show down there.
Really?
Alaska Airlines put in a direct flight from New York City to Cabo San Lucas.
Whoa.
So we brought in a lot of people. We got, you know, Alaska Airlines gave us all transportation stuff because we told them this would explode your business. And boy, were we right.
And will they still do that now if you and I go for a flight somewhere?
No, they'll tell us to get the hell off the property.
They don't want us around at all, right? Who are you?
Yeah. That's Rick Hunter, a guy who'll get the bad guy off the street.
We'll be back here. It's the lounge with the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, you know, it's very affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes prepackaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal that's fun. It's something you can feel good about. And we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/dryer. That's blueapron.com/dryer.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774. 5774.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. The star of our show is the All-Pro defensive end. We call him Sultan. He's the Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. This guy is amazing. He is the acting icon. We're talking about the one and only Fred Dreyer with a big smile on your face because you're kind of a...
Thank you so much.
...backseat basketball fan. And what do you think of this LeBron James trade? Everybody's talking about this. Sports Talk Radio is lit up. And here it's July 4th week, and they're still talking about it. Is this going to turn the Lakers around overnight?
Yes.
They're saying they could win a championship. They're like 7-2
odds. I wouldn't go that far. It all depends who they fill their roster with.
Yeah.
But here's the interesting thing about it.
Yes.
It's such a good business model to bring the best existing basketball player in the world onto your team with certainly 3-4 years left of prime basketball. This guy's a phenomenon. He's 33, 32 years of age, and he's just a terrific player. Last year, did not miss a game. That's 82 games.
That's amazing.
82 regular games, and then 20...
Played all 82 games,
yeah, and then 20 playoff games. Yeah, and he was just and nobody could ever say he was dogging it.
He said he was going to bring a championship to Cleveland, and he did.
And he did it.
He did that.
And I wouldn't be a bit surprised if that happens here in L.A. at some point in time. How soon, I don't know. But the time frame to watch is next year at this time, after he's played here 1 year. He'll attract other great basketball players who are coming up on their free agency, and he'll get them to come here.
So he's 33. He thanked his home area there, and with an Instagram story, he said, "Thank you, Northeast Ohio, for an incredible four seasons." You know, he played there, left and went to Miami, then came back and played there again, brought that championship, and it was the first championship in that city in 52 years. And the first team in the NBA Finals to rally, by the way, from a 3-1 deficit to win it all, and they did it against the Golden State Warriors.
That's a lot of character.
That's why the Warriors have been upset, and they came back for the last couple of years. But that was a big deal, down 3-1. That's character, right?
Well, I mean, for him to say, "I'm leaving Miami and coming back to finish what I really want to do, and that is help my home team that I've loved all my life help win a championship and actually do it." You see what he did? He made the announcement he was going back to Cleveland, and he got players to join him to help him.
To get back
to
do it.
So he'll do the same thing that he in LA that he did there. So I have a lot of respect for him as a player, certainly, but he's a good teammate, that guy.
LeBron James left the Cleveland Cavaliers franchise as their leader in just about every major stat category: games played, points, rebounds, assists, steals, he played in all 82 games, as you mentioned over there, and he was dominant in the playoff runs. This guy was something else. So, and then he moved to Los Angeles now, and even for the Lakers, they're big. It's back to showtime again. Was their big hand? That was showtime for the Lakers, and this is their biggest free agent splash since probably Shaq. Shaquille O'Neal became a Laker in 1996. Right.
Yeah, right? That's right. Uh-huh.
So Magic Johnson and Rob Pelinka, they were put on the team here to bring somebody in, and they said they were going to leave. Didn't they? We talked about this last week on the show that Magic
exactly
Johnson
right.
said
if,
something.
If,
right?
if you're aware of and you understand NBA sports breeding, you'll know that there was only one scenario for it. Now, think it through. You're going to leave Cleveland for the second time.
Right.
Because you're done there. So what teams remain that you would actually go to that would be a perfect fit for everyone? There's only one. That was the Lakers. They have a young team. They're a franchise waiting to be inseminated with greatness. And here comes LeBron. He commits to it.
Yep.
And when he commits to it, he's going to have other players. I'll guarantee you. You know, what was funny is Paul George. You know, the day before LeBron, which was Sunday last week,
right,
committed to coming to the Lakers. This guy announces, rather than wait to see where LeBron goes, he he announces he's going back to Oklahoma. That is the death knell. There's nothing going on in Oklahoma basketball wise. He chooses to go there for the money. I mean, he's going to get a lot of money.
Right.
But what you do is you wait and you find out where LeBron goes. And when he goes there, then you step up and say, "Hey, I'm coming too." And for him not to do that, I don't know.
I'm going to the Lakers. Shaq's there. I'm back a Laker fan.
Oh.
Oh. That's one of those guys.
Oh, now like you're that. Talking.
That's good. We are back in the Sports Lounge. We being yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. Fred, last week on this show, we talked about Magic Johnson. Free agency was starting, and he said last week that if he failed to add stars to the Lakers by next summer, he would step down from his job. So that's a moot point now with the landing of LeBron James.
I would think so, yes.
I think he's set up there. And, this is a big deal. The ticket sales have gone nuts already for
yes,
the Lakers
and
here.
All the jerseys and all the LeBron paraphernalia and equipment, all that stuff is going to go through the roof. And it'll have Staples will have a buzz every week, but they play 41 games, you know, home games and then the playoff games. But it'll have a buzz again like it had when they had the playoffs there with Shaquille and Kobe.
Yeah, and they say in the blink of an eye, Showtime is back for the Lakers. The cheapest Lakers season tickets on StubHub before LeBron James announced he was coming to the team were about $3,500 each. 20 minutes after the announcement that LeBron James joining the Lakers, the seats were now $5,800. So one person paid $188,781 on StubHub, including fees for four season tickets.
I wonder where they were.
16 rows up and one section off center.
Rows.
For regular season games, they don't include the playoffs.
16 rows up.
Yeah, so the Lakers preseason game tickets have doubled in price. StubHub had put the team's regular season opener on sale by zones starting on Sunday night. The cheapest ticket to get in was $550 plus fees. It's a lot of money to go in there.
Oh, man. My friend Tony.
Oh, yeah, Tony.
The great Tony Capozzola.
Yeah.
Criminal attorney.
Yes.
Down there in Rolling Hills.
Yes.
Well, he had for years, and he still does, but being an attorney, he uses the tickets as a gesture.
Sure.
Within the court system.
Yeah.
So he's actually paying off judges with tickets.
Is that the deal? Is that exactly?
That's what I say it does.
Well, that
so,
is true.
But he has, he's paid like $500,000 for blocks of tickets a year.
Wow.
For Clippers, Dodgers, Angels, and Lakers.
Wow.
So, you know.
We went to one game with him once, but then we got in the buffet line and ate before he did. He was waiting for us somewhere else. I don't think he's ever invited us back to the Angel game, has he?
Oh, yeah. By the time he found us, we had completely finished dinner.
It's delicious, too. Anyway, do you think LeBron's the best player of all time? Come on. Michael Jordan.
I look, everybody within their time frame, you know. But I do think this, what I've seen and what's left to be seen of this guy, I'm going towards LeBron.
LeBron, okay.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Now, this guy, the ticket distribution partner, a guy named Patrick Ryan with Eventelect, they signed a record-setting deal and with the Dodgers earlier this year to manage the percentage of their tickets on the secondary market. And I think they're going to be doing that here for the Lakers, too, as well. And then in Cleveland, there was a ticket broker there at Amazing Tickets said he anticipated the tickets there in Cleveland for next season would lose 60% of their value. So that could be something to watch out for. And that's the same thing happened when LeBron left Cleveland the first time to go to Miami. So what about jerseys? They're going to be are you going to get your LeBron James jersey? They're going into overdrive now on getting these number 23 Laker jerseys.
I'm going to get the pajamas.
Is that? Does he have those? Is that?
Yeah, they got the LeBron pajamas.
Okay, so LeBron.
With the feet in them.
Oh, they're good? The little snuggies kind of
yeah,
like?
Yeah.
That's good. The jerseys went up with the placeholder of number 00 and on the licensed merchandise sports jerseys on Sunday night. Of course, he's going to get number 23, so we'll see what goes on there. Should be good. He's going to wear number 23. He wore that number in both of his Cleveland stops. And in the first 3 hours of sales, there was a 600% spike compared to how his Cavaliers jersey sold on the site the day he returned to Cleveland from Miami. So people are getting pretty excited about him coming to Los Angeles.
He's the most dynamic entertainer, I think, that we have right now.
Yeah.
Think of you've got hockey, soccer, baseball, basketball, you know, football, and you have, you know, movie stars. There's no more movie stars, actually. You do know that.
No more real movie stars?
There's no movie stars anymore. They're putting people in these movies.
Robert De Niro?
No, he's no longer.
No longer.
He's in another category. Okay, I put him in another category.
Okay.
But he's probably the most, LeBron is probably the most dynamic entertainer that we have right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's going to be pretty good. Now, here's another story. Seth Curry has agreed to a 2-year, $5.6 million deal with the Portland Trail Blazers.
That's one of the Currys.
I read it real quick.
But the wrong Curry.
Yeah, it's not Steph, it's Seth. And their dad, Del Curry, was one of the great players. But anyway, so he's going to be some interesting basketball matchups this year. It should be pretty good. I think it's going to be a good season.
It's going to be a terrific season.
I might start watching again.
If you're a Laker fan. By the way, how badly were the Clippers defined?
Boy, that's tough because they were on the upswing, and now they're going to be on the downswing.
You know what? They were better, you know, under Sterling.
I think they were much better.
They were run better under Sterling, you know, the supposed racist Sterling.
Your thoughts on this? Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $28.95. Plus, earn double O rewards points. Protect your engine from sludge and wear and increase performance with Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof.
The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Back in the Sports Lounge, I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Glad to have you all with us nationwide, coast to coast. Thanks for joining us for every week at this time, recapping all the great stuff in the world of sports and giving you the inside look of what's happening. So here's the deal. Baseball news. And I like this guy. I like Tim Tebow. He's been named the Eastern League All-Star in the minor leagues. He's got an All-Star berth, and you know he's the former Heisman Trophy winner. But he is an outfielder for the New York Mets AA affiliate Binghamton Rumble Ponies. That's the name of the team.
Excuse
me? Binghamton Rumble Ponies.
Binghamton. Binghamton.
Binghamton Rumble Ponies. That's the name of the team. The Rumble Ponies. So his coach there, Luis Rojas, says he's made some big strides. And once again, he says you got to heap praise on his work ethic. I like this kid. I mean,
yeah, sure. Everybody, I think that most people that are honest will agree with you.
They say he's put some work in to get to the point where he is. 67 games. He's 30. He is batting .261, 12 doubles, 5 home runs, 30 RBIs. 733 OPS, 35th best in that Eastern League.
I have no idea what OPS is.
He's hitting 318 for the month of June.
Uh-huh, good.
So he's there, and the All-Star game is going to be July 11th in Trenton, New Jersey.
Can he bunt?
Don't know.
Do you think?
You called me this last week, and you were just – well, you texted me, and you were off on a really – bad thought process because
no, it was an
you, were
excellent
watching,
thought process.
You were watching the Dodgers and they couldn't bunt or they bunted up the first base side instead of the third base side, right?
This team's inept.
So what happened?
What do you mean?
Well, tell us what happened.
Well, you had my favorite player who always comes through for me when I predict negative things.
What?
And that's what's his name? Logie Bear Forsyth.
Okay.
Second baseman.
Logan Forsyth.
He takes the first two pitches and winds up 0-2. He ruins every at bat by taking the first two pitches. He's 0-2 before he has any other choice, regardless of who's on base, regardless of who's in scoring position.
He takes the pitches.
So the guy who hitting before him,
right?
I don't know who it was. Gets on first base. There's nobody out in the eighth inning.
And they're
down 3 runs. They need runs. They've only got two more innings to take a shot at winning the game.
You don't want to hit into a double
play. So I'm yelling. I'm now off my chair.
Fred does this.
My lazy boy, my leather lazy boy chair. Yeah. With cigar, I have cigar ashes all over everything.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
So and I start yelling and I said, "Don't please make me the fool on this that I'm wrong about you. Please bunt the guy to second base and stay out of a double play because a double play will destroy the inning."
You're yelling all this at the
I'm
TV.
I'm screaming it. So
neighbor dog going crazy again.
Lefty whines and delivers and Forsyth takes strike one. And I'm now completely apoplectic.
Because
and,
he took a pitch.
Goes into a stretch, checks the runner at first, whines and delivers, and strike two.
Called. So
strike
he's
two on the
two
outside
pitches.
Part of it. It's 0-2 now.
I said,
now you can't bunt. You can't bunt. You cannot bunt now.
No, because you're going to bunt it.
So you now have to get a base hit.
Yeah.
With the odds against you with two strikes against you.
So what
you.
Happens?
The next pitch he swings and misses. He's out. He strikes out on 3 freaking pitches. No, I'm sorry. Please. I blew it. He hits into a double play.
Oh, he did.
He hit into the 5-4-3 double play, whatever the hell it was.
Killed the rally.
Destroyed the inning. The next guy gets up and pops out. There's something here in today's athletes and in today's matrix and all of this stuff this crap that the Dodgers and most teams are involved in now, and that is the OPS and the GGS and the P23X, all of these breakdowns that they have. Instead of saying to the guy, yelling it, if I'm Dave Roberts, I'm yelling it from the dugout, bunt.
You would let the whole team.
I would let everybody in the place know. I'd send a fax to everybody. We're going to bunt if a guy gets on first base. That's what we're going to do. And if the guy's on first base, he goes to second base. Now there's one out because the guy bunted him over. Now he's done his job. Now you have a runner in scoring position with two batters coming up. You got a chance of getting the runner over, of creating a big inning because you're behind what? You're behind three runs, and they wound up losing the game by three runs.
Wow. So there you have it. This is a problem that you have.
Yeah. So all of this stuff here in baseball is, I like to tell people I'm a fan, but I'm not a fan of stupidity. Just not.
Now, this Luis Severino, he's with the Yankees. He's got, I don't know, like a 13-2 record. Good guy.
I like that guy.
The Yankees have signed his 19-year-old brother, a fellow right-handed pitcher, Rafael Severino, from the Dominican Republic. And Luis thinks his brother at 19 is better than he was.
Ooh.
And Rafael already has a changeup and a sinker. And he's just a skinny kid, about 100 pounds. Don't let Tommy Lasorda... assess his talent because it sounds like Ramon Martinez and Pedro Martinez.
Yeah, exactly.
Didn't the Dodgers get rid of Pedro because they thought he was too frail and skinny that he wouldn't
hold
up?
Yeah, they traded him to Montreal for Delino DeShields.
Then, of course, where did he go from Montreal? He went to some other team.
I think Boston.
The American League. Was it Boston?
I think he went to
Boston. Of course it was. He had a big career in Boston. Now he's on...
in the Hall of Fame.
He's in the Hall of Fame. So's Tommy.
Well, you don't want
that.
They
put their pictures next to each other so they can scowl at each other. All right, we'll continue straight ahead. It's the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. That's Fred Dreyer on CRN. Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Email segment. Peter sent you an email. Fred says, "Hi, Fred. I just celebrated my 59th birthday and have made it my goal to spend the next year getting in shape and concentrating on my health. I was wondering, how do you stay in such great shape? Are there certain foods and exercises that you stick to?"
Yes, it's a 90% diet and discipline and... You don't have to run, start swimming, lose some weights, but do a lot of stretching.
Lots of stretching, you say, huh?
And drink half your body weight in ounces of water a day.
Half your body weight, divide in half, and then that's the ounces of water you got to
drink. Yeah, I'm 220, so 110 ounces of water a day every single day I drink.
And you do a lot of green leafy vegetables and salads, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's what you have to do. You want to keep your body's trying like heck to stay balanced with acid and alkaline. So what you have to do is make sure you're eating an acid-alkaline balanced diet.
All right. Shelly says, "I still love Hunter. Watch it every chance I get. Not much anymore since I don't have cable. But if it's on in a friend's house, I'm glued to the TV till it is over."
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? That's what you need. That's what we all need. We need great fans like you and... Keep it going.
Casey says, "I'm a huge fan and I'm just in awe of your talent. And you always want to. Did you always want to be an actor? How about a professional athlete? Why did you choose those career paths?"
You know something? There was no getting around it. I had to do it. When I was a kid, I was in sports and I just got pulled into it. And professionally, I was lucky enough to play. And then I went into the movie, TV business, and here I am.
And you can email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Back in the Sports Lounge, Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, talking about all the things fit to not talk about in sports. Hey, there was a deal here this week. Detroit Tigers, they fired their pitching coach over insensitive comments. Chris Bosio was let go by the Tigers for his insensitive comments that violated club policy and his uniform employee contract. They won't say what he did or whom he made the contacts, but he was hired by the Tigers to help them rebuild, and he was this guy, Bosio was the guy who guided to help the Cubs win the World Series in 2016. He was fired by the Cubs, the manager Joe Maddon, at the end of the 2017 season. So Rick Anderson, who's the Tigers bullpen coach, is going to take over, but apparently this guy's a good pitching coach. Well, what the heck did he say?
Well, that's a non-release article.
That's right.
That's a liberal piece of crap right there.
Because they don't give you the details,
I guarantee you he made a snide remark about someone's ethnicity.
You think?
Or I don't know, but the way they're treating it.
That's it.
I mean, you're done. This culture is finished.
Wilt Chamberlain, who passed away, 1999, something like that? His home went up for sale, his mansion in Bel Air, and they put it on the market for $18.99 million. What a bargain, because I thought it was going to go for $19 million. But it's going for $18.99 million.
You got to jump in there, Mike.
Million. His Bel Air house is 7,158 square feet, 6 bedrooms, 6 full bathrooms. He's got a master bedroom and a moat-style swimming pool.
But see, the downside to this is that there's they only have 7-foot ceilings.
That's all. It is just 7-foot ceilings.
So Wilt had to go around ducking in his own house.
Now, the master bedroom has this moat-style swimming pool that extends into the living room. So
that's what you want.
You want to be able to swim to bed at night.
Yeah, you want a moat. You want to be able to be outside and then swim into your house.
And Representative Devin Nunes, you know, he's trying to get to drain the swamp there in Washington.
Yep.
He talked about the LeBron James signing by the Lakers, celebrating the arrival, but he did give a word of warning to LeBron James when he said, because he's in California now, watch out for the high taxes, right?
Well,
gas
sure
tax, everything.
I don't think you have to warn anybody.
People are going to know. And by the way, there was going to be a luxury tax on soft drinks. California was going to tax sweet drinks, sugary drinks. But Pepsi and Coca-Cola got together and said, yeah, you do that, then we're going to put a ballot on the measure that we're going to let the voters decide. It's going to stop you from putting any more tax increases on the ballot. And all these guys in the swamp in Sacramento, California, decided to back off automatically and let the tax thing go, and they weren't going to tax the sugary drinks. They'll look at it again in 2030 in exchange for Pepsi and Coca-Cola to drop their plan to put this deal on there.
The folks listening to this do realize how stupid liberalism is. they're going to tax you until there's nobody left to tax.
Yeah.
And that's what they're doing. Well, whatever it is.
Under the guise
that
it's bad for
you. But that's what they're doing. No, they're not trying to help you. They're just trying to do anything to say, you know, the people of this state.
Of California. We do this show in Hollyweird, California.
Are so stupid, so painfully stupid, it's not comprehensible.
Well, we got LeBron James, though. That's pretty good. Some of the executives.
But my point is that they continue. Nobody stands up
and goes against it.
That's one of the things I have against unions per se. You know, a union, they'll grind you into dust rather than someone saying, "Hey, just a second, that's not right to do that." And I want as much money and I want as much perks and benefits as I possibly can get. But I think that's not the – we shouldn't do that. You never hear that coming from groups. Groups will grind you into the ground. And that's what you have in California. You've got a group of liberal racists running this state. And that's what they are. They're a liberal racists and they're destroying the state.
Email comments, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Be some good emails for you next week. It's our little 4th of July treat for you to have some thoughts on that. That's pretty good. I like it. Don't forget to follow Fred on facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, Fred_Dreyer on Twitter, and check out his website, freddreyer.co.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge, our final segment here on the show. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Thank
James
you.
Says, giving you a little email. People sending emails to Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. And James writes, he says, watch you, Mr. Dreyer, every Saturday night as a kid was a big deal for me. Even though it was entertainment, your character allured me into the idea of police officers in a positive life. I even had a hunter playset. Awesome, masculine, laid-back style, approach personality. Thank you, Mr. Dreyer.
James, you're very kind, and I tell you, I feel exactly the same way growing up, watching the great cop shows like Jack Webb and Dragnet and all those shows. It had a great impact on me.
Thank it did you. On you, right?
It really did, absolutely.
Did you watch Westerns also? I used to watch like Rawhide and
yep.
you know some of the good ones, Wagon Train.
That's
well,
right.
maybe not Wagon Train,
yeah,
but
yeah.
The Virginian
yeah,
was
yeah,
good.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know, Half Gun Will Travel.
Yeah, and the Cisco Kid. Hey, Cisco.
Cisco.
Yeah,
yeah he
that?
Would fall into the water trough a lot. Not the yeah. Cisco, but the yeah. kid would.
But the horse was always drunk.
That's it. Stevie says, a question for you, Fred. Who would you say was the best defensive end in the NFL when you were young? Who did you look up to?
Deacon Jones, hands down.
That was the guy, huh?
David Deacon Jones, and he was a MVP, defensive MVP of the league. He was an MVP of the league, I believe, in 1969, which was my first year in the league.
Really?
And but he was great.
As a kid, did you see anybody else earlier on when you were, like, real tiny, you know, just watching?
Well, you know, I go back to when I was, you know.
They have TVs back then?
8 and 9 years of age. No, they didn't have the TV. They had one of these you know, these iron divining rods where you go out in the middle of the field and you try to plug in. You try to plug into the power source of
and
the earth.
And you discovered water, right?
Yeah, and then next thing you know, you're
must have been fun when you were a kid.
Oh, it's so wonderful.
Sit around the campfires and tell stories.
Crazy times.
What do you do, like, your final thoughts for the 4th of July? You're kind of a true good American, and you like to think back on all the good things people have done for this country, right?
Always.
Yeah.
I really love that. And then and when I get a chance, I take my Browning AR in the backyard and I blast out a couple of the trees.
Final thoughts for the people? We've got to say goodbye now.
Make sure your safety's on, folks.